name is Murray Black. This is Planet Earth, the United Kingdom, Minehead, West Somerset. It's 1993. 6% of the UK's paranormal... What? Really? Sorry. 76% of the UK's paranormal activity takes place right here in the West Country. 10 years ago, my childhood friend Hitch Screening started an organisation called the Paranormalists to investigate this phenomenon. There's nothing else to do around here, so I've been tagging along ever since. We seek it here, we seek it there, we seek that truth everywhere.
And it gone tram lately. Reminds me of the time we hit an iceberg in the North Sea. We had to fill our pants with seal blubber to prevent frostbite in the... You didn't come here to listen to old Plutarch talk about the bloody weather, did you, eh? Or about the fact I had half me cock took off with an harpoon. No. You want some more of that story I've been telling about the paranormalists and that fella from Minehead? Who says he got abducted by aliens?
Okay, just a few more questions now. Clive, are you or any of your family a habitual user of psychoactive drugs?
No. How much longer do I need to be strapped up to this machine?
Just a few more questions. Are you currently taking any medication for either depression, asthma, diabetes, or whooping cough?
Nope.
Are you currently sexually active?
Yes, of course, I'd... Lie, 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 lie,
lie, lie, lie. How's it going with the CCTV trawl, Murray? Or should I call you Banachek?
Nothing yet, Dave.
If you're trying to zoom in down that girlie's top, you might need to adjust the tracking.
I wasn't. Oh, that's better. We're off again. Hang on. It's all gone fuzzy at around 12:10.
Well, that's unusual. Shouldn't do that. Well, spin on, Macduff. See how much we're missing.
Oh, my God. Look, he's there. Where he said he was dumped after the abduction.
Who is that?
Clive Tagish. Minehead Elvis.
Oh, that knob. We hired him for me brother's 30th. Rubbish he was. Called himself Presley and didn't even know Wild Thing. Look, it's the 5-0 turning up. They're arresting him. The twat's gone and shat himself.
Can I borrow this tape?
Sure. Make sure you bring it back.
Will do.
Fanny Knight is Clammy Jeff's bestseller.
We're caught in a trap. I can't work out. Because I love you too much, babe.
To think this could be the last time Clive gets to sing as Elvis.
Maybe it's not such a bad thing if the act does get kiboshed after all.
Murray, this is not about the act. It's about proving there's something else out there. I think I should let you all know that if we lose this case, I'm considering shutting the paranormalist down.
What?
Yes. I'm viewing the court case as our last chance. I've been having my doubts about our effectiveness. And I've been offered a promotion at the library. But, you know, I think we've got a good strong case here. Murray, you'll be fine. I have a recording of the man you'll have to beat. Buford C. Moon. He'll be representing the Elvis Presley estate.
And that, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, is how a 9-to-5-year-old great-grandmother of 13 committed 28 counts of grand theft auto over the last 4 years, despite her acute angina, blindness, and Parkinson's disease. I call for nothing short of the death sentence.
Whoa, he sounds pretty fearsome.
Oh, I think I can handle him.
Well, you've only got tonight to prepare. I brought you some videos. JFK, Summersby, my cousin Vinny.
Check.
No pressure, Murray. Only the end of the paranormalists and the threat of biblical plagues. Oh, hello, Anson.
Well, big day tomorrow, chaps, and it looks like I'm going to be up all night. So let's call it a day, shall we?
Good thinking, Murray. Very sensible.
Very sensible.
Right, well, I'll see you lot later. I'm just going to use the old in the...
Okay, bye, Murray. Cheerio.
Too much, baby.
That's right. Hi there. You with the lacrosse team. Good to see you again.
I
I'm head of the supporters club. Do I know you?
I'm the lifeguard from the Minehead Lido.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I saved your life once.
I can't swim. I've got two artificial legs.
What a lovely pair of knockers. Well, you must have a twin sister then.
I did. She died when I lost my legs in the accident.
Thank you very much. No, thank you. Thank you. You've been great.
This court is now in session. Clive Tagish versus the Elvis Presley estate. Mr. Murray Black, could you approach the bench? There's no smoking of pipes allowed in here, Mr. Black.
Sorry, Your Honor. Shit, after a bad start.
You'll be fine. Go get 'em, Murray.
Your Honor, in order to prove that an injustice has occurred against my client, Mr. Clive Tagish, we must first prove that he did meet Elvis Presley in a UFO above Minehead on May the 1st of this year. I call my first witness, Mr. Hitchard Screening.
Hello. There is no evidence of anything unusual in our client's past, no criminal
record. On the 1st of this year, he was fishing 1.7 kilometres out.
After landing a large haul of mackerel, a blinding light flashed on above our client's head, Linda.
Can be seen here and here. Example after example of unusual animal behaviour on that night. Howling dogs, dead seabirds, a premature tortoise hibernation. All of these are totally consistent with UFO activity.
In the area of Minehead, there have been 30 sightings of strange lights in the sky this year alone. 27 on Bonfire Night, I'll give you that.
I took those readings of the last known coordinates of Clive's boat, the Saucy Sal, using a Geiger counter I made for my big track and parts of a scale X-trick. This has a 99.997%
percentage. 14 in the magazine, one in the pipe. It'll drop a rhino at 40 yards. If you don't have access to small firearms...
8 ounces of self-raising flour, knob of butter, pinch of salt. Do make sure you tend
to... I've been taking
please.
Post round to Clive's house for 8 years now, and there's always a nice surprise in my box come Christmas.
I'd like to thank each and every one of the Minehead Ladies Lacrosse team and their supporters club for coming today and for their continued support.
Order, order. Silence, please.
Blimey, Buford Moon's the tallest dwarf I've ever seen.
Well... That was very interesting, Mr. Black. Thanks for keeping us entertained the past 3 days.
Personally, I'd like to thank Mrs. Tagish for the delicious scones. Without them, I don't know how I'd have gotten through this.
Hear, hear. Now, if I'd been given the chance to speak earlier, I probably would have pointed out the following. Firstly, your cockamamie brain machine is not yet considered reliable enough to use as evidence in court.
Objection, neither... Your Honor. He's expressing an opinion.
Overruled.
Secondly, the unusually high readings you detected at sea, Mr. Fortune, are most likely the product of a huge pipe, which dumps both radioactive waste and a population of Minehead's raw sewage straight into the sea.
Lucha strike! That's conjecture.
Overruled.
Finally, Juan Fuego, one of the cleaners at Butlin's, noted in his nightly log that at 11 minutes past 12 on May 4th, he accidentally turned off the power for approximately 14 minutes.
Fuck off!
I'm going to allow that.
In your experience, Mr. Fuego, would this have affected all the electricity-dependent operations, including the closed-circuit television?
Si, senor. At any time I turned the power off around 14 minutes, it was an accident. I noted in the logbook.
Thank you, Mr. Fuego. I call my next witness, Miss Jackie Moe.
That's Jackie with a Q, Your Worship.
Miss Moe. You were engaged to be married to Mr. Tagish.
Yes, Your Majesty, that is correct. He was my intended. Is this going to be on telly?
Miss Moore, why do you think that Mr. Tagish has come forward with this story about UFOs and Elvis, Miss Moore?
Well, I think that it is a mirage.
A delusion?
Yes, Your Prominence.
An illusion brought on by what, Miss Moore?
Well, because 2 weeks before the night in question, I started a liaison with my Billy, and he does Elvis in the clubs. He's an impenetrator.
That's right. An Eastern European Elvis impersonator, isn't he, Miss Moore?
Yeah.
the Polish pelvis, I believe, is called.
You should see that pole dancing, Your Honour.
Silence in court! So, that's why he came up with the story about being beamed aboard in ELO.
So, Miss Moore, it is your belief, is it not, that Mr. Tagish, traumatized by the end of your relationship with him, dreamt up his Elvis experience in an attempt to compete with your new paramour?
Alas, it is a tale as old as time that men fight like beasts for a fair maid's heart.
My God. Beautiful words, Miss Moore. Beautiful words. I call Billy Krupinski to the stand.
Yo, I feel that he's trying to compete with me in some way, even if he is only doing it on how you say, subconsciously.
He's working in this country illegally. Strike his comments from the record.
I am master and commander of this courtroom, Mr. Black. What evidence do you have to support this wild claim?
It's a calculated guess. Look at him!
Calculated guess, Your Honor?
It's an insult! I have the paperwork, I'm not the alien.
That's as good as a confession!
Let me I have no further questions, Your Honor.
Silence, or I'll have this courtroom cleared! Mr. Black, you are in contempt of court! Order! Order!
Well, things are looking grim for our heroes, wouldn't you say? About as grim as that time I faced down Blackbeard himself, armed only with a shark's tooth and a lady's parasol. There's many a slip twixt cup and lip, especially after the first keg. We'll see whether they're high and dry or set fair with the following wind. As that lovely lad Doris Day used to sing, Que sera, sera, what will be, my hearties.
The Paranormalist was a Crock and Apple production. www.paranormalist.co.uk